I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, roamingoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we're still in Port Macquarie.
Still?
I can't believe it. This is our fourth and final program for Port Macquarie.
Oh, look, it's a lovely town and so much to see and do.
So much to see and do is beyond words. I mean, here we are 4 weeks in and this is the final, though. Mm. And I'd like to think we've kept the best till last.
Oh, I think so.
Billabong Zoo is where we're going to start and we're going to be talking with Mark Stone. Mark Stone. Such an interesting guy.
Yes.
Fantastic chat.
Lovely to chat to.
Absolutely. And so passionate about the animals.
Very.
This is a most amazing place, listeners. If you are in the Port Macquarie area, do yourself a favour. You know you want to.
Yep. Pop in.
Pop in and check out the Billabong Zoo. And then straight after that, we are catching up with...
We're going to the Stony Creek Aqua Park and mm-hmm. we're going to be chatting to Anissa and Jason.
That's it. Brother and sister yep. running this incredible business out there, the Aqua yep. Park.
It's not only a park, it's mm-hmm. also a caravan park and caravan they've got park. Cabins.
Cabins.
Yep.
All the sites are drive through.
Yes.
My style of caravanning. No yep. no trees and poles in the way.
No, it's a huge area.
And they've also got this incredible aqua park.
Yes.
So if you want to wear the kids out, just take them there, okay? There's no sharks or crocodiles to worry about.
No,
it's
no.
just fun.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we've only got the two on this program because we just didn't want to cut them down to little tiny snippets. So what you hear is what you're going to get when you go
yeah,
there.
Sounds good.
Absolutely fantastic. And as well as these two fantastic interviews, a great selection of music.
Requested by the people we interview.
That's it, listeners, as requested by the people we interview. So what do you reckon, Lynn?
On with the show.
Welcome back, listeners. My name is Phil C and this is Roaming Oz and we are at the Billabong Zoo with Mark Stone, the owner-director. How are you today, Mark?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be part of the program.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about the zoo. First of all, I understand it's a family zoo
yes.
and you've been in the industry for quite some time. What,
yeah.
what made you decide to buy a zoo or how did it come
we
about?
We bought a zoo and actually that's quite funny too because I actually, the guy that wrote that book
yes.
that then became a movie, we went to UK
yep.
and met up with him, spent a day
right.
At Dartmoor Zoo.
Uh-huh.
Bit of a funny story there too because when I sent an email to his PA to say that I would be visiting, I said to her that, you know, I was born in Devon where his zoo is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting family in Devon
okay.
and that, you know, we had bought a zoo in Port Macquarie, New South Wales. And she said, did you realise that he's Australian you know, born in Australia and bought a zoo in UK? So it was the exact reverse. So we had so much in common it was lovely spending the time with him. But, yeah, we had 25 years down on the south coast in the
yeah.
Shoalhaven area.
Yes.
We had... what's now called Shoalhaven Zoo for 25 years in a family business down there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a little sanctuary with a few little native animals at the time and we built that up to what it was and then my parents decided to retire and sell and so on and we moved up to Port Macquarie and finished up buying Billabong and much the same up here was just Australian natives
yes
that was here when we bought it
mm-hmm.
and we've developed it over the past almost 20 years we've developed it into what it is today
what
so
is.
Yeah
so how many animals do you actually have here now because you said it started out as natives so
yeah that's right yeah so there's hundreds of animals
okay.
Because people ask me that all the time and,
uh-huh.
and the reason that it, you know if you start counting all the birds and as individuals and things like that, it gets up very, very quickly.
Okay.
So there is hundreds of animals. You know, there's over 100 species, different species of animals and birds that we've got here and reptiles.
Okay, yeah.
So, and some of them quite unique. When I look across our collection, in particular the snow leopards, which there was an old snow leopard down at Mogo Zoo in Batemans Bay in New South Wales, but I believe that she's now passed away.
Okay.
That there being said, the only other place that you can see snow leopards in Australasia is Melbourne Zoo. So,
wow.
And Billabong here in mid-North
Coast. So that's pretty unique.
Pretty unique and pretty special, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're an amazing, amazing cat. They're one of, if not the most endangered big cat on the planet.
Okay.
They have a wonderful story to tell on many different levels. And, yeah, it's lovely to be able to share those stories with the customers when we're allowed to do the our keeper talks and things like that.
Now, the snow leopards, they're one of the ones that you can sort of get up and personal with, aren't they?
They are. Correct? We do, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, so what we offer with our encounters, you know, it'd be nice to be able to just do everything with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's not that sort of situation and it doesn't become as special. So we do offer specialised more one-on-one time for people that are really interested in wildlife and okay. particularly interested in different species.
Mm-hmm.
And the snow leopard being as special as they are, yeah, that's very popular in that regard. So they get to go behind the scenes and see how we operate and work with the snow leopards behind the scenes. And then they get an opportunity to tong feed them. We can't work in with our snow leopards, although we do work in with our cheetahs and our lions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is a very unusual situation for people at this point in time, because there's not a lot of zoos that do that anymore. But we certainly do. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing to be in. And even as early as last night, I was in with my daughter, in with the cheetahs, and to have them sit on your lap and purring. Is the most amazing thing.
That's
so,
pretty amazing. Mm. Like, were these animals born here, or did you, how did you manage to get them to be so, humanised?
Yeah, it's a trust thing that you need to build, and you know, we don't take any of those sort of things lightly.
No.
Obviously, Taronga, they don't have they don't do any keeper one-on-ones with their cat side of things. So they have a two-keeper policy and their policy is no handling of their big cats. So with that said, the snow leopards came, they were born at Taronga and came to us from Taronga, so they don't have that that bond that's built. Although there is a bond that's still built, even though you're doing protective contact, there's still that bond that you still build with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you do wonder at times, you know, how much that trust you could, you know, maybe... you know, how much you can trust them to go that far with them. But certainly with the other guys, the two cheetahs and the lions, the original lions, came from South Africa.
Right.
And they came, the lions came as cubs, so we worked with them from day one.
Okay.
The cheetahs were only young and they were already being worked in at Cheetah Outreach, which is a wonderful institution down in Cape Town. And they do a wonderful job there with securing the cheetah population in the wild as best they can, utilising a sheepdog program, believe it or not. So they breed Anatolian sheepdog, and they give them to the farmers to as an alarm system. And they don't attack the cheetah or anything like that, but they warn the farmers that that there's cheetah around, and it usually prevents any... you know, killing of their stock and that sort of thing. So, yeah, and obviously that the village folk then maximise, you know, their goat herds and the products that they can produce and all that sort of stuff. They get vaccines and things like that. Is also things that, you know, get donated through different charities and, you know, the Snow Leopard Trust for one. They do work with their village people and. And again, too, as I say, vaccination is a big thing for them to supply vaccinations for their herd. So their actual numbers of animals increase and are much higher than whatever they would have lost through the snow leopards.
Okay.
And so there's many different ways of conservation and how that sort of can unfold. But certainly with Cheetah Outreach, we got these two beautiful boy cheetahs that we're able to work in with and have a nice rapport.
So apart from the cheetahs and the lions and the snow leopards, because that sounds a bit scary for some people, they're all big animals, you've also got a range of smaller animals that, you know, less brave clients might want to interact
Absolutely,
with. So what other animals have you got?
Well,
you've got meerkats.
I was just going to say, the first thing that anyone says is meerkats.
Meerkats,
So everybody loves the meerkats.
Absolutely.
After meerkat manner.
Yep.
The one comment that we get is, are they babies? because people have no idea. On the TV, they think they're like the insurance company too. They walk through the house on their tippy toes quite tall, but yes. They're certainly much smaller than most people anticipate. Yes. So, but they're very inquisitive, as most people know, so that's very popular. Red pandas, very, very cute.
Yes.
So in the exotic line, those are the ones that cover and blanket most of the things that people are keen to see.
Yes.
And then, as I say, never ever to forget our Australian natives.
Yes.
The ever popular koala which
bears,
is, yeah, the koalas. And absolutely. We mustn't call them a bear.
No, they're not, are they?
They're a marsupial.
They're a marsupial,
that's
yes,
correct,
course,
yeah. So I would be remiss if I hadn't pulled that up.
Yep.
But, yeah, we have a very, very good breeding program with our koalas.
Yes.
And, you know, somewhere down the track, hopefully the government will give us permission to breed koalas in captivity for release back into the wild.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my ultimate goal. Uh-huh. The koalas are probably, they are my forte and probably the closest to my heart.
Yep.
Yeah, as I say, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. On that side of things.
Certainly is a lot of work, Mark. A lot of work that needs to be done. Look, we're just going to take a short break, listeners, from Mark Stone. I'm going to play you a song all about koala bears, and we'll be back with more of Mark Stone from Billabong Zoom straight after this track. It's a John Williamson classic, folks. It's called Goodbye, Blinky Bill.
Oh, goodbye, Bunyip Bluegum, goodbye, Blinky Bill, and beautiful little Nutsy. I can't believe it, our koalas are all dying. Can it really be a national disaster, a world catastrophe? Oh, shiny little black nose and fluffy little ears, furry little bundles soaking up the tears. Oh, snuggle pot and cuddle pie are crying in the rain, and wombat's gone into his hole and won't come out. Oh, pass the hat around between your friends, there's no time to contemplate. Maybe if we show some love, maybe it's not too. 'Cause Blinky Bill is dying, cross him off the list. Knock on doors, ring the bell, save the eucalypts. I don't think I could stand the shame, knowing that I could have saved the world from losing something beautiful and good. Oh, pass the hat around between your friends, there's no time to contemplate. Maybe if we show some love, maybe it's not too late. One doctor on the job is hardly enough. One little hospital, wake up Australia. It's our corner of the world, time to pull our weight. What would we tell our children about our little mate? Oh, goodbye, Bunyip Bluegum, goodbye, Blinky Bill, and beautiful little Nutsy. I can't believe it, our koalas are all dying. Can it really be a national disaster, a world catastrophe? Oh, pass the hat around between your friends, there's no time to contemplate. Maybe if we show some love, maybe it's not too late. Oh, pass the hat around between your friends, there's no time to contemplate. Maybe if we show some love, it's not too late.
There you go, listeners. A fantastic song by John Williamson. incredible singer, entertainer, songwriter. He's a conservationist, loves everything about this great country of ours, including the koala marsupials, better known as the koala bears. All right, listeners, we are now going to get back to our discussion with Mark Stone from Billabong Zoo in Port Macquarie. And Mark, tell us, why do you think we need to keep animals in the zoo?
Why, you know, there has to be a reason why you keep animals in captivity.
Yeah.
And the reason that we do, we believe, is that they are ambassadors for their species. And there's nothing better than to be able to tell their story to people right there with them. You know, like it really, yes, you can do, a visual presentation, or you can do an audio presentation or whatever, but it doesn't have the impact that being there, seeing, smelling, touching, feeling. That side of things. So what we came up with then is to be able to still engage with the customers, even though we weren't allowed to create that social gathering side of things. We went back to something we looked at years and years ago, which was the QR codes. And this was before QR check-ins and all this sort of stuff had even started. We did QR code presentations. So you can go around the zoo, come up to an enclosure, click on the QR code, and watch the presentation off your phone. Did create another problem because our Telstra signal here is quite weak. So yeah, it's a lot better now than it was. $10,000 later. So, but again, we were very lucky with that because the company came in and. They obviously knew that we, you know, it was a tough time being closed because our business is quite unique to any other business, and not being disrespectful to anyone or any business. When we, you know, the whole COVID thing and the shutdown, that first 3 months we were shut down, everyone was talking about restaurants and cafes and how tough they were doing, and I still do. I have a cafe, so I know what it's like. And I was able to shut the cafe. Realistically, all I needed to do then was pay for a bit of electricity to run the fridges and freezers and put my feet up.
Yeah.
One of the local restaurateurs in town, or cafe owners in town, he said to me, he's a builder by trade at the Rivermark Cafe, and we went to visit for breakfast when we could get out.
Yep.
And because we like to try and support as many local businesses as we can. And he said, Mark, I've never had 3 months off in my life. Never. He said, I've never watched as much Netflix in my life.
Yep.
So he said, we were able to concrete out the back here, and he said, we painted the cafe and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And whereas here, all the animals still have to be fed.
Yeah.
Of course.
So...
and you need staff for that. Like, one person can't feed all the animals,
can
they?
We tried.
You tried,
We tried. But if you ask most of the kids when they come in, what was the favourite thing for them to do that they saw today? Feeding the kangaroos and wallabies.
Oh, really? So you've got a big open area.
We do,
kangaroos. Tell us a little bit about that for the mums and the kids.
Yeah, well, they can go in. We sell little bags of feed, so so the animals are getting something that we know what they're getting, rather than in the old days people used to bring in pieces of bread and all sorts of bits and pieces.
Okay.
So it's a more balanced diet now, and we're very strict with the animals' diet. It's worked out through some of my keeping staff who have that university background, together with our vet, and then obviously other facilities that have strict dietary requirements and those sort of things, and we pass them on to our animals.
Okay.
So yeah, so we have that ability for people to come in and hand feed the wallabies and get up close and all that sort of stuff. So
fantastic.
And I think that's what makes the difference.
Yep.
In a lot of cases. So yeah.
I think it's wonderful, actually. Mm. I'm really impressed with the zoo. It's the first time we've been here. You're located on 10 acres.
10 acres.
Is that
correct? That's
correct.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the prices now, because I had a look at your brochure and I think your prices are pretty hard to beat.
Yeah.
Tell
Thank
us a
you.
Bit about
yeah.
that. That's incredible.
Yeah, well, we do try really, really hard on that side of things, and it's something that I work with my accountant on our pricing. You know, we're here to educate people. That's the primary role, to educate people in the conservation and the animal side of things. So this sort of industry is never anything that is going to, you know, make a millionaire and and that side of things. It's a lifestyle,
yes,
and a life choice, and yeah, and that's why we do it. So basically, the accountant works out where we need to be. She has a look at other facilities and that has, you know, similar sort of collections,
okay,
to what we have.
Yep.
And that's where our price range is. So we don't overprice. You know, there is a lot of places in tourism that will. The kids lovely when they come in. Yeah. Oh, I love hearing the kids' voices, and you know, there was nothing harder through COVID than the deadly silence of the zoo being closed.
Well,
so,
that's for sure.
So those beautiful sounds of children enjoying their day and excited about being here is wonderful.
Yep. And look, we didn't actually speak about prices, but one of the things, well, we did, but we didn't actually specify an amount. But one of the things that I couldn't believe was you have a yearly rate.
Yep.
And a yearly rate of $105.
Yep.
And $99 for a senior, is that correct?
Yeah.
How can you justify that? Yeah. That's almost like welcoming people in here for free.
What it's for is the wonderful region that we live in.
Yes.
Houses a lot of grandmas and granddad, and I've become a granddad during COVID, which I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Yes.
And so, and I fully well know that grandma and granddad get asked to babysit on a regular basis.
Okay.
So, and it's very common in the surveys that we did that mum and dad live down in Sydney. Grandma and granddad have retired to mid-North Coast for some a lifestyle change and all the rest of it, but get the grandkids on a regular basis.
Of
so the nice way then is grandma and granddad buy a yearly pass, so that when the grandchildren come up, then mum and dad send the money up for the grandchildren to come in if they're payable or whatever.
Yes.
And grandma and granddad can take as many of the grandchildren and bring them in as often as they can, come every day if they want to. And so it's a nice way of us being able to give back to the community.
Back, yeah.
So, and that's the way we sort of looked at it.
And it's even if you're up here for a month's holiday, to spend $200 for two adults.
Yep.
And, you know, for the kids, you could come, as you said, you come here every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're up here for a month, it would be a very, very affordable way for a family to come with the kids.
That's
while
exactly
here.
Right, yeah.
So that,
especially,
that
yeah, that's right. And even with our local yearly pass holders, they will change. When we had the presentations, we were running presentations every half an hour or more through the day. So the mums and dads with the yearly passes and even, as you say, visitors that we have seen do that buy yearly passes and they may be up here for just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But they'll come out 3, 4, 5 times, whatever,
absolutely,
in that period of time. And they come and watch a different presentation. So
yes,
it makes the experience different each time they come. Yeah.
And now that we're coming out of COVID, thank goodness, because you would have been affected greatly by COVID.
Yeah, we were.
Obviously, you would have had to shut down for a fairly long period of time.
Yep.
And animals have to be fed every day, so you obviously had a very, very difficult time with that.
Yes.
Not like a coffee shop, for example.
Yes.
You've got to keep these animals fed.
Yep, absolutely.
And now we're coming out of COVID, and we've got these New South Wales vouchers, so the parents can use those as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is a great way to come.
Well, when you said about $99 for a senior to come in, $9 if you use a voucher.
Yes.
$9 for a senior visit to the zoo. You know, cheap as chips, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So pop out, use your voucher.
Yes.
We take both the Dine and the Discover,
okay,
so they can pop out, have lunch, and you know, cost them $9.
That's
so
incredible.
For a full day out.
That is absolutely fabulous. Mark, I've got to thank you so much for... I don't really fully understand why anybody would want to buy a zoo.
I wonder at times too.
You know, I was going to say, there's a lot more than just having passion for animals. This is, like you said, it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, it's a lifestyle. Listeners, if you are going to be in the Port Macquarie area, because we are almost out of lockdown,
yes,
and lots of tourists are going to be heading this way, I really, really suggest you come and take a look at this Billabong Zoo, because it's a fabulous place, great staff, great facilities, and as Mark said, cheap as chips.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed.
Mate, before we finish this little segment, I'm going to play an Aussie song for you. Have you got a favourite band or favourite Aussie song we can finish this segment with?
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Eagle Rock.
That's so very appropriate. You'd no doubt have some
we
big
do.
Wedge-tailed eagles.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a couple of wedgies okay. here. Yeah, so
you haven't taught them to dance.
One of them kind of does because vision impaired was a rescue bird and came from Queensland through COVID.
Yep.
And yeah, quite often you can see her on the ground, and as she hops along it, you can't help but think of that song and hum the words to that song as you see her making her way across the enclosure.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, there you go, listeners. That's Mark Stone. He is from Billabong Zoo. Stick around. We're going to play Eagle Rock, and we'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after that.
With overseas travel in lockdown, There's no better time to see what's offering in your own backyard. And if you want to do it in style, with all the bells and whistles, then 7th Street Caravans, located at 2212 Pacific Highway, Heatherbrae, is where the journey begins. Check out their range, Paramount, Silver Valley, Road Trip and Option RV. With dozens of layouts, there's something for everyone's needs. 7th Street also has a large range of pre-loved vans. They won't be beaten on price, so grab yourself a knockout deal today. Phone Aidan and the team on 4987 5288 or check out the website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au.
Welcome back, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Roaming Oz, and today we are chatting with Anissa and Jason from Stony Aqua Park. Fantastic. Well, there you go, listeners. And it is a must-see place if you're travelling through. Now, tell us all about the aqua park. Jason, maybe you'd like to start?
Yeah, we installed the aqua park 5 years ago. And okay. We're looking just for a different type of business attraction to have on the property with our, along with our water skiing. And we describe ourselves as a holiday park with a water sports theme. We're adjacent to the Wilson River as well. But the aqua park is a fully inflatable obstacle track that they climb up on, and there's wobble boards and balance beams, and there's swings and jumping pillows, and there's over 150 different items you can climb across, and it all interchanges onto each other, so you can spend hours out there climbing around and racing each other around there and having fun.
So is this just for kids, or can the adults do it as well?
Absolutely not. It's for everyone. And you know what? The adults end up having just as much or sometimes more fun than the kids, because they all go out there generally as a family unit, and they run around, chase each other, and it's just a great way to spend a nice sunny day, warm weather, and great exercise too. That's the one thing the parents say. We can't believe how exhausting that was, and we're going to be sore tomorrow. But the great thing they say is that the kids are in bed by 6 o'clock, asleep by 6 o'clock that night. Anyway, they're that exhausted.
Well, that's a bonus. The idea is to get the kids wrecked so the parents can just sit back, chill, and relax. So tell us, Anissa, how long has the park been here?
The park's actually been here for coming on 20 years now. Okay. We initially built it as a water ski lakes. It was fundamentally came about by my brother, actually. He was overseas and came up with the concept as he was represented Australia in the water ski.
That's this brother?
Yeah, this brother. I've only got one. And so he came up with the concept with water skiing and represent Australia and water skiing and on the world top, in the world. So we built the lakes with a tournament theme, tournament skiing, and so we've got two man-made lakes here.
Wow.
And so since then we've still got a water ski school on the back lake, and then we've diversified the front lake to the aqua park, and soon to be we'll have an action park as well.
Sensational idea. Now, this is a little bit of a hidden gem, I must confess, okay, because I had no idea that this aqua park actually has camping and caravan facilities as well. So it's not just a day visitor for people traveling through the area, they can actually stay here. So tell us a little bit about that, Jason.
Yeah, well, we put a fair bit of consideration into the location when we were researching where to man-made build the lakes. We needed obviously X amount size of property to be able to do it on.
Mm-hmm.
So we found this beautiful little part of the world halfway between Brisbane and Sydney. And and we're right next to the river, and we're only a couple of k's of crow flies from the beach. So we built the lakes, and like I said, we've been operational, from there. But
it's a sensational location because you're only about 15 minutes from Port Macquarie as well, which is a big bustling holiday town normally, and it will be at Christmas, I'm sure, once we're on the holidays again. What about your facilities? How many campsites and powered caravan sites do you actually have available? Anissa?
As far as camping, we've got numerous, unlimited.
Okay.
So people are allowed to actually camp right around the lake. Mm-hmm. We don't have designated areas, so it's people really love that idea, that concept, so you're not sort of married into certain areas. There's powered sites, there's 30 powered sites, and there's 8 cabins ranging from bunkhouse style right up to deluxe villas. fully self-contained. So there's quite a variety. It meets everyone's needs. People come here as, you know, family reunions or young people just come here to, you know, camp and get away.
Sensational idea. Yeah. So you don't actually say there's your spot there. If they want to camp, they can just in you go, find where the view you like.
Yeah.
Set up camp and that's it.
That's yep. right.
Great stuff.
I noticed your caravan sites too are all drive-throughs, which is what a lot of people like.
Yeah, nice and large. Yes. Yeah.
Can I ask? Because I'm not sure. Is it a pet-friendly park or not?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is. Yes. Which is another bonus because how many people now travel with pets?
And we even say the lake's right there. We've got plenty of room around the embankment of the lake for them to run around, nice green grass, all landscaped, and then they can take us dogs and the family can take a swim in the lake all at the same time.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Now, what's this action park that's coming soon? Yeah. What does that involve?
Well, it's the same concept as far as it's an inflatable ninja-style obstacle track which runs over 350 metres of obstacle running track.
Wow.
And same thing, a lot of balancing. There's a lot more interactive things where your friends get to swing like big, like Wipeout and that things. They swing big balls at each other and they knock each other off balance beams. And it stemmed from the aquapark is seasonal, so Easter's our last big hurrah for the season, and then we pack it all down and wash it and put it away for the winter, where this will operate 12 months of the year. So it's, and
it'll go at night time too, so we'll be able to run under lights.
We've got it all set up under lights and speakers. So
music playing, music so party.
And it's great for the schools too, because both the parks, I've never already said in the concept that we've spoken about there, they'll happily support it like they do with the aquapark, bring coach loads of kids out midweek, and it's a great way for the schools to get their kids out, you know. And again, and the beauty about it's not skill driven. You don't have to be a certain skill set or a certain athleticism or a certain strength. Anyone can go on it and go have just as much fun on it, run around. If you don't feel like going over something or you think that's too hard, just go around it and go to the next thing and away you go.
So this doesn't involve water?
No, this is that's the most important part. It's on the land. So it's a land-based obstacle park.
That's my sort then.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Some people don't like swimming or are a bit nervous about water. And this is just from all the last four years, with the feedback we've been getting, this would be great if we had something similar on the banks, so we didn't have to get wet or cold. And so then we finally, we outsourced a place that does it. And we went, okay, let's apply it to the general public and the local community.
Oh, good.
So when you say soon, soon to open, when are you expecting that attraction to be running?
Well, listeners, to find out the answer to that question and more information about this fabulous water park, stick around and we'll be back with more of Vanessa and Jason straight after this diesel classic, Never Miss Your Water. But bang!
Probably by the end of the month, it'll be all up and operational.
Okay.
And then we'll put the finishing trims on it, fences and bits and pieces, and tables and chairs and other barbecue facilities and things like that around it. But it'll definitely be operational by the start of the school holidays.
Start of school holidays. Mm. Great.
So things are going to start picking up now that, you know, we've opened up a little bit and people are going to start travelling.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you, 7 days a week or just on the weekends or...?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, look, we'll definitely be 7 days a week. The schools will kick in November.
Yep.
So, we start turning into 7 days a week from there. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
Because I noticed driving in, you sign, you're booked out for the weekend.
We've still got availability for the aqua park on the weekend, but, sessions are booked out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So how does the aqua park work? You said sessions. Do you book a block of 2 hours, 4 hours? How does it work?
Yeah, so they run on the hour every hour. So our first session starts at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And they run on the hour each hour through till our last session starts at 4 during the summer. At the moment it's 2 p.m., but... They're a 50-minute session, so they'll run at 10 to 10:50. You'll hear a big siren go off, and then we've got 10 minutes to get all that group off, and then the next big group that are waiting to go on for the 11 o'clock session or the 12 o'clock, we get them off. Or you can still, if you want to do a double session, all you need to do is show your wristband, you've already been on once, so you get the second session discounted.
Okay.
So the first session is $20, the second session is discounted to $15.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to do an all-dayer, they're $55 and you can go every session unlimited all through the day.
Wow.
But the great thing about that is, customers can go, or tourists in town can go, do you feel like going out there? Oh, let's have some lunch and then go out. Or because they start every hour, they haven't missed the boat, so to speak, and no rush. And if they do find that one session's a bit busy and they want to go on the second one or have a break in between, they can separate them. They don't have to do back-to-back sessions or anything. They can have lunch in between or whichever way. So it's a nice, flexible way to operate it.
So what about people that are staying here? Like if they camp or caravan and spend a day or two, are there additional charges to use these facilities or is it one charge if you're staying here? How does that work?
Yeah, look, we do offer packages and discounts for sure. So we do, Simone does, our manager does package it all up and offer really good discounts. So, it works in really well.
Works in well, yeah. Mm. I like the idea of this. You can go on the dry land, and I'll go on the man-made lake with no sharks.
No sharks.
No sharks.
And the great thing is, we have lifeguards out there, stationed out there. They're trained lifeguards to keep an eye on everyone. Everyone has to mandatory have to wear a life jacket, which is all professionally fitted.
Yep.
At the time, we have a safety speech and a safety brief before that group goes out.
Okay.
And then the staff keep an eye on, help any of the little kids that have maybe. Struggling a bit if they're trotting up on the gear or some older people that might have run out of puff. So who knows, at the end of the session, they just usher them all off and get the next group ready. So it's a very safety-orientated setup as well, which is great. Lets the parents relax.
And how deep is the water?
I was going to ask
that. 2 metres deep through the middle.
Okay, yep.
So I'm telling you, it's all fresh rain catchment because it's all been man-made.
Mm-hmm.
We're not physically connected to the river.
Yeah.
So we rely on the rain catchment. Right. We can pump from the river if we need to, but we generally like the nice clean
rain
water. Catchment water. And it's beautiful fresh water. We have it monitored by council and do all our proper council regulations and
there's a big filtration system right through the whole lake, so you know it's constantly aerated and so it's always clean.
It's always clean and fresh water.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I like the idea of this.
This is great.
Yeah, it's sensational.
And we'll be able to throw a jacket on both of you guys as soon as we're finished here.
take you
over there. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, hold out for me. No, glasses.
You can give us a demonstration, Jason, and I'll follow you. So, most importantly, whereabouts are you guys located and how do they go about making bookings if they want to stay here or if they just want to come through as a day visitor? What's the easiest way to find you?
Probably the easiest way is just to jump straight onto our website. You can even make a booking through our website on Fair Harbour, but it's you can just turn up as well.
Yes.
Stonypark.com.au is the easiest. easiest way. And then our website's got all the information. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, or, you know, they certainly can call us as well.
And that's got all the different attractions under that one main stonypark.com.au website.
Yep.
So you can click on to the action park, click on to the aqua park, click on to the holiday park or ski school bookings, water ski bookings, yeah, and you can navigate your way nice and easy through that. And our lovely office manager, Simone, gets straight back to them and books them in.
Oh, wonderful.
Customises their package.
Sounds great. We might have to bring the van up here.
I think we will. It's dog friendly, so we can bring our little four-legged fur baby, and you can learn how to do things in the water.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Phil, is we're across from the Wilsons River adjacent to that, so people can bring their boats up and go fishing or skiing on the river if they want to.
They don't have to come in our gates. They don't have to have to take part in any of our facilities. If they want to just pitch a tent and take their own boat and fish on the river, they're welcome to come and go as they please. Same with like the aqua park and the water ski lake as well there. And same will be with the action park is the general public can come in for free. We don't charge for people to come and sit on the bank and watch or if some parents are a little nervous about seeing what happens before they buy tickets for their kids, they can check it all out. We've got a complimentary kids zone, a pool, like a pool dot noodled off area, a beach area where it's only shallow and there's a couple little baby slides.
Okay.
So the parents with a little tiny tots, the two-year-olds that aren't quite old enough to go on the big park, they just take them out and let them slide down the baby slides and general public, friends and families and boyfriends, girlfriends, and they can all sit on the bank who don't want to go on and just sunbathe and watch. And then, it's all free.
Go for a swim or take the kids out.
Oh, great.
Unbelievable. Oh, and all these facilities, barbecues.
Yeah, we've got coin-operated barbecues and a gazebo over there. We've got a party room as well, which you can privately book out if you want to for kids' parties or corporate parties and business Christmas work parties, things like that.
Sensational idea. And I like the idea that you've got your own facilities like caravan and camping. I didn't know. And this, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people interested in this particular place and being pet-friendly. I think that's an excellent idea.
Short 15 minutes to port.
15 minutes to port, which has got everything you need, major shops and movie theatre and all that stuff. And great location.
Wonderful, yes.
Anything else, Lynn, you might like to add? I didn't even realise you were going to chat on this one. I'm glad you joined in. Thanks so much, guys. This is Anessa and Jason, brother and sister, and they are the owners and the...
operators of Stony Aqua Park.
Operators.
And Stony Holiday Park.
Stony... Aqua Park, Holiday Park here in Port Macquarie. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. Now,
thanks
before we end
on.
Up, I've got to play a song for you, and it has to be Aussie because it's Roman Oz is the name of the program. Favourite band, favourite song, Jason, Anissa?
I think Goanna by Solid Rock.
I agree.
Solid Rock by Goanna.
Yep.
That's it. That's a cracker.
Yep. That is an appropriate song because the place is called Stony. There's a message in that, listeners. All right, stick around for Goanna's Solid Rock. We'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after that.
Solid. someone like.
Oh, well, there you go, listeners. Almost time for me to finish up with the program today. But before we do, I'm just going to play you another song, okay? Now, this is definitely something you won't see at Stony Aqua Park, okay? Definitely you're not going to see any of these critters there. Perfectly safe for you guys to swim. There's no sharks. Yeah, absolutely no sharks. No crocodiles, which is what this song's all about. This song was made famous by John Williamson. And it's a great song, and he's a great ambassador for Australia, Mr. Johnny Williamson. And the song that he's written is a little number called Crocodile Roll. And as I said, you won't see any of the aqua.
Having a barbie by the river with no one else around. A tropical honeymoon knocking a 4X down. She was standing in the water eating a pumpkin scone when splash, she was gone. And they were doing the crocodile roll, the woman and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came her husband with a gun and a carving knife to slaughter every crocodile for taking his darling wife. You can't go around eating Queenslanders. You overgrown goannas. I'll turn you all into shoes. Splash. It was in the news, and they were doing the crocodile roll. The husband and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came his bloodhound with mangy curly hair. Picked up the scent, away he went, bum in the air. Then the dog got carried away and ran out on a log when guess what? No more dog. And they were doing the crocodile roll, the canine and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came a wild pig rooting all about. The little swine drank the wine and really pigged it out. Then the crocodile chased him round. Then the little pig said, up yours! You know, another croc's jaws. And they were doing the crocodile roll, the porker and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. There's no moral to the story, just a brand new dance. Grab your partner by the neck and swing your crocodile pants. Dip your toe in the water, are you ready for romance? Swirl your tail around the floor, come on, take a chance. Now you're doing the crocodile roll, stirring up the mud. Doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. They were doing the crocodile roll, stirring up the mud crabs. Doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river.
well, there you go, listeners. That is our program now for the afternoon, Roaming Oz. I hope you enjoyed this four-week special we had on Port Macquarie, okay? And still, we couldn't cover absolutely everything. It is a fabulous place to visit, and there is something for everyone to do there, okay? Something for everyone's taste, something for everyone's budget, okay? And we are definitely going to revisit that town, okay? Because we'd really like to catch up with Phil Cassegrain from Cassegrain Wines. There's the Settlers Inn Hotel. We've got the Black Duck Brewery, okay? Something else I'd really like to see. There's the Eastern Air Services. There's the Emerald Downs Golf Course. That's a privately owned golf course for anybody that does love playing a game of golf. You've got Escape the Unexpected, okay? What about horse riding? If you're into horse riding, there's the Hastings Valley Horse Riding, and that's horse riding on the beach. Planet X, okay, and that is indoor roller skate rink and family activity center. It just goes on and on and on, doesn't it, listeners? You've got the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital. What else do we have? We've got the Super Yachts, East Coast Australia. There is absolutely so many more things to do. Fabulous place. And as I said, we were there for 4 weeks and we thought, you know, we'll be able to cover everything. Four programs wasn't enough, but I will return there back in 2022 and I will catch up on those ones that I missed out on this time round, okay, listeners? So it's almost time for us to say what we normally would say at the end of the program. In fact, you know what? I think I will just let it say that for us.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or RomanOz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.